Maria, M-A-R-I-A, Sanchez, S-A-N-C-H-E-Z. 421 today, 12-12-89, date of birth, chief complaint, back pain, number one. Number two, history of nausea. Number three, abdominal pain. Number four, leg pain. Number five, trauma to right knee. Number six, recurrent bleeding. Number seven, definitely not pregnant, but she has a period all the time. Number eight, recently had pap smear, which was negative, was told she had PCOS, but never got any treatment. Next number, history of increased liver function tests since last year, which has not been repeated and needs to be evaluated. Our patient is a 32-year-old woman. She weighs about 180 pounds, which she weighed right at the end of the year last year. She got COVID in December of 2021 after she had two doses of vaccines as well. Nevertheless, comes in today with back pain, some cough, congestion, sinus drainage, recurrent periods, knee pain, leg pain, nausea, arm pain. Some may be related to her work, period. She's married. She has had three pregnancy, one live child. As far as her last period, she continues to have bleeding right now, denies pregnancy. She works with the Head Start. She's a surgery, C-section times one. Medical problems, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, PCOS, prediabetes, medications, none, COVID immunization up to date, allergy, none, family history, mom's alive, never goes to the doctor, so they don't know what's wrong with her. Dad's alive, has diabetes, high cholesterol, hypertension, review of system as above. Last blood work in November showed, last November showed slightly increased liver function. Test, blood sugar was stable, A1C was A1C was not done, was 6.1, and TSH was within normal limits, period. On exam, let's see, allergy, none, I said that. On exam, 179 pounds, 98%, 98, 16, 63, 149 over 82. Heart positive, soul positive, two lungs, few bronchi, abdomen is soft, TMs are red, posterior pharynx is red and inflamed, logical non-focal, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows trace edema. Assessment, number one, as far as her back pain is concerned, chest x-ray is within normal limits, musculoskeletal versus mild pleurisy with history of upper respiratory tract infection. We'll treat with a Z-Pack and a Medrol dose pack. Next number, Toradol 60 milligram IM now. Next number, history of PCOS, normal periods recently, normal pap smear recently, start metformin, 500 milligram twice a day. She was on 1,000 twice a day before, but will increase slowly. Next number, urinalysis shows blood and leukocytes in the urine that could be mild leukocytes, could be related to her period. And continuous bleeding. Nevertheless, the Z-Pack and a Medrol dose pack should help. And I'm even though the Z-Pack is not ideal for any type of urinary tract infection, I doubt this is urinary tract infection, but I will recheck that in the next 2 weeks. Next summer's come back in 2 weeks. Next summer's add iron, I-R-O-N, 325 milligram once. The next summer's add prenatal because of hair loss, one tablet a day. Next summer's for back pain, add Lofina, 25 milligram, 2 PO, up to 3 times a day. Next number is Z-Pack, Medrol dose pack as above. Next number is abdominal ultrasound. Shows what looks like a solitary gallstone. We'll discuss this and we'll keep an eye on things. Next number is leg pain. Appears to be related to her knee injury a year ago. It comes and goes. There's no vascular issues and or DVT issues. Next number, if this continues to be a problem, we'll also get a MRI of the right knee. Next number is mild swelling of the knee. Recheck blood work. She wants to hold off on the blood work now, which includes hemoglobin A1C, CBC, TSH, and CMP. She will return when things stabilize. Next number, urinalysis discussed with patient. Next number, chest x-ray, which was normal, discussed with patient. Next number, her fatty liver, which she had before, remains the same. No significant change. Next number is upper extremity. No PVD or DVT. Next number, mild lymphadenopathy in the neck, noted related to sinus infection. Next number is chest pain or back pain, most likely related to her cold and or related to her work. She works at Head Start, does a lot of lifting of children. Next number, echocardiogram shows no changes compared to 2 years ago. Next number, pelvic ultrasound is within normal limits, mild evidence of PCOS noted, and findings were discussed with patients before leaving the clinic. Next number, she was given ample time to ask questions as well. Thank you.